Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Here we are, Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. For some of you that are joining us from around the world, on Blog Talk Radio, or you pop in to watch us live streaming here on Facebook, well, it may be tomorrow for you already. So we say good evening and good morning.
Good day.
That's right. Good day to you, sir. Anyway, I'm Deborah. Sitting with me is what's your name again?
Not Bilbo.
No, it's Jimbo. Jimbo Baggins.
It is Jim, technically, but she likes the bow, so we
Years ago, we called him Jim Bob, but that just doesn't have
that was because
a
of the Waltons, right? Wasn't it because of the Waltons or something?
Jim Bob?
Yeah, wasn't there Jim Bob of the brothers or something? Yeah.
Eve says it's Tuesday morning here in Australia.
Truth.
Yes. Well, we have your summer now, and you are more than welcome to our winter.
Well, they're about to hit their first day of winter, like, very soon.
I don't know if they get any snow, though.
Depends on where you are.
Rain.
Depends on it's a big continent, Deb. Big continent.
That's right. There's Catherine saying,
yeah, all the good nights.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the oldest son's name? Can't think of it.
Dickweed.
No, it was not. And Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
John Boy.
She said that already. That was he was the main character, John Boy.
Yeah, John Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not try to name them all.
He still looks like a doofus to this day.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him for like 1,000 years. What was his name? Richard something?
Richard. Oh, God.
But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, to those of you who are joining us for the first time or you need a little pressure, we're using ordinary playing cards for the personal proxy method. Yes, that's the method my grandmother taught me, which you heard about during the introduction to the show. So just showing those on Facebook, ta-da, ordinary playing cards. I could start dealing poker right now. That's how ordinary these cards are.
And they are poker cards.
And but they are far from ordinary in many other ways. Yes. Richard Thomas knows. Thank you, Catherine.
That's what I thought it was, but wasn't confident enough to throw it out there.
These cards are capable of not only helping you to perceive what lies in your future, but also enabling you, using the tools of choice and change, how to actually alter the path you're taking and navigate it in a far better, more loving, happier and successful direction. Okay. Also, if we don't like what we see, we just kind of go poo and blow it all away. If only that were so. But there are ways that we can choose or refuse what lies ahead. So you'll get that demonstrated during the card readings. We're going to demonstrate to you all during our show. And I'm now going to, I want to mention one more thing. I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers. And that will mean I need a minute or two to lay them out. This is my way of getting an idea of the emotional structure of your life. What's happening? What has happened? What's lying in your future? You know, in a sense, it's kind of taking your temperature. And just getting a real feel for who you are. Okay, so with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Mr. Magnificence himself. Ta-da! Jimbo!
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, we'd like to remind you that if you're an international caller or an international Facebooker, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs, not just at one time, throughout the show as they appear. Right now, we have one. We have Eve, who says she's in Australia, so it's another day there.
I think we can believe her. The way you said that, who says.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, she told me. I don't remember it.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. I don't remember. She's not one of the ones I remember, is what I'm saying.
Yes, but, Eve, and if you follow along, if you actually, Jim's going to tell you this, but I'll throw it in right now. If you follow the show, and I don't know, do they put likes on it? I don't know if they do.
What are you talking about?
That you will be notified.
It's a like or follow, whatever you call it when you actually go to the page, and you'll get notified. Yeah,
and
I don't know what they call it.
You will get notified when I'm going to be having really soon a free card reading. It's a free session.
It's like an introductory.
Yes, it really is. I call it my mini course. It is not a trick. There's no gimmick. There's no, oh, my God, I have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to learn more of this.
And they don't give any credit card information.
No, there's no information taken. So, yes, I will let you all know. Back to you, Jim.
All right. We want to let you know that this is primarily a call-in show. We'll talk about the other methods later. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. It's a true statement. I called in to check and everything's good. We got a couple folks that are listening to us right now, so they can also tell you it's good. If you're ever on the line and the show has started and you hear nothing, something went wrong, just hang up and call back. It's computer, cell phones, sometimes things just don't connect smoothly the way they should. All right, I did give international shout out to Eva.
Yes,
all right. Speaking of that, if you cannot call into the show, we will try to make accommodations for the Facebook folks. You can't call in because you're not filthy rich and you don't even want to give Skype any kind of money, because you can Skype in internationally. It's not free, but it's not going to be as expensive as if you picked up your cell phone and did it. So that's an option. But anyway, when we do turn to you Facebook folks, you will have to be friends with Deborah Lee, because that is who you would send an audio or video call to, would be to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. That won't fly. That's only when we throw it out there. We can't even tell you when that's going to be. You can't do it early. If we're not 100% ready, we got to hang up on you, because there's no hold. That's a messenger thing. You don't have a hold thing. That's free.
And I do check periodically.
Yeah.
There's a friend request.
You'd have to do a friend request to Deborah Lee if you're new, and then you'll be able to do the messenger thing.
Yes, indeed.
Big picture, don't do it
until we announce it. Has joined
us. Oh, there's another Aussie.
Yes.
Rachel, also from Australia. So we got two.
Hey, Rachel,
Australia
Rachel,
two.
Rachel.
Australia two, the rest of the world, nothing. So Australia's got a 2-0 lead on the international.
That's right.
They do indeed. All right.
Where is that British invasion?
I could be watching and just being silent. That sound, the sound of harps, that means a couple things. A big one, and I think it's a big one because we'd like to get as many folks as we can in the short amount of time that we do it.
Well, you got another one, too.
I can wait till I at least finish my damn sentence, Deb.
Yes, damn.
Good
go ahead.
Lord.
Damn.
Harps, angels. What that really means is two things. One is your free reading with Deborah has to have an ending. That's the sound of ending. That doesn't mean, oh, now is that time like the light just turned yellow, you hit the gas pedal. No. The light's red at that point. You stop. No more questions, no more nothing. There's other shows. If you really, really want to have a long period of time, arrange a private reading at the psychiclubdoctor.com website. And then it's all you, no harps, whatever the clock runs out, whatever time you set aside, you can ask all the questions you want about anything. But when you hear the harps tonight, please respect it. And stand by, though, because I'm going to give you an angel card, a single card, so it won't be a long, drawn-out thing. And tonight's flavor will be the healing angel card. So that's what you'll be getting tonight before we move on to the next card when you hear the harps. International shout out to Virgil in the United Kingdom.
Yay.
So
the
now
king.
It's two to one.
The king is here.
So now it's 2-1.
2-1, yeah.
2-1, yep. So we got two Aussies and one Brit. And I believe it is time for all men to, oh, let me add one more person to my list. I keep track of a list here because blog talks,
right.
They're kind of funny about the order. All right, first caller, but not the last caller. Area code 216, which is in Ohio. 216, caller number one.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. And who are we speaking to?
Hey, what's going on? This is Desmond.
Well, hey, Desmond, how are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, man, crazy. I know I caught in. Huh?
We love crazy.
He said, oh, crazy. That can be crazy good or crazy bad. We're about to find out.
Well, I mean, it's not really crazy, but it's just, I know a couple of months, but I asked about a butterfly effect. If what would happen? Yeah, I was asking you what would happen if me and my ex from 20 years ago stayed together, and then you were saying, I won't be surprised you don't run into her, and I ran into her today at the grocery store. So
no, really?
Yeah. She was with her. She was with her daughter. Yeah, so we hugged and asked how she doing. She, you know, knowing her so long, but we ain't seen each other in 20 years. I could tell, like, well, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing. In other words, it was like I could see she like she's married, but it's just like she had a look on her face, like, you know, I don't know if it was gonna be like this. She didn't think it was gonna be like this, but she ain't say all that. But it's,
no.
I don't know. What did you? What
okay,
can you pick up from her? Yeah.
Oh, boy, yes. Wow, talk about some serendipity there, eh, everybody?
She just says that word now just for fun.
No, I love that word.
She's like, oh, you know what? I'm pretty thirsty. I think serendipitous. We get some milk or something.
All right, putting the cards down for you, Desmond, right now.
The old man comes. Isn't that what most of them are?
How was she looking to you? Was she looking good, Desmond?
Yeah, she's looking nice.
Yeah.
Well, 20 years is a long time, so that's actually a good thing. That.
Right.
Yeah.
How old is her daughter? I'm just curious. I'm trying to get a time frame of things.
Yeah. Daughter got to be maybe 13, maybe.
Ah, okay. Well, okay. All right. So she's had a kid for a while then. She's married, but you didn't get the feeling that it was
doing well.
He said she was kind of funny about it, but the cards, that's why he wants you to do the cards too. That'll reveal more.
Yeah, the cards.
Very good question. Very good question.
The cards don't lie.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
When it comes to matters of the heart.
Yeah, I mean, you see somebody after 20 years and however, you got the count is brief, no matter how long you hung out, talk. So you probably wonder, wow. So here you go.
Well,
cards are down.
First of all, she is not happy nor committed in that marriage. So I don't think it's going to be long before she gets a divorce. Okay, because it's right here, right in front of me. And she is thinking about you madly right now, wanting to see if she could get something going with you, like on the down low, you know, while the divorce gets processing. Is there a way for you two to contact each other? Did you exchange any information?
No, because one, she said, she's like, the way she said it, she said, yeah, my husband's in here somewhere. I don't know where the hell he at, but I left it alone. Plus the daughter was with her, so I could hit her up on Facebook. Like, I could hit her up on Facebook, but I didn't want to.
You care make a connection.
So that's cool. So you got that.
And you
that
know
going.
You're smart because little pictures, as they used to say, have big ears.
Yes, especially daughter. At the age of at that age. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they pick up on stuff.
International shout out to Louise in the UK.
Louise, hello there, and to you, Desmond.
Come on, Deb.
I really think you two are going to get something going. Okay.
Are you serious?
Deb does not lie because she's reading the cards.
Well, I hope that's a delightful sound.
Oh, it was.
I mean, it is. It's just so, it's just unbelievable. It is out of the blue.
Yeah, it's way out of the blue, like the chance encounter, and now you're telling them this. It probably makes a man want to sit down and think.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, she has really fond memories of you. She's thought about you often over the years. There's no doubt in my mind that she still loves you very, very much. And the way this is playing out for you, Desmond, you could have met her at any time when she was really happy. And she might have said, here, come with me. I want to introduce you to my husband. Instead,
right.
Timing turned out perfectly where now she is becoming available. I do honestly believe they will get a divorce. He's not terribly faithful to her, so you don't have to carry, guilt over this. I think the two of you were meant to come together, that it was it's a new step to the future for both of them.
Kind of sounds like they lost that loving feeling.
With her husband?
Whoa, love and feel. All right, now we won't sing for this. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's over for them. And you have reignited. Seeing you has made her, she's just thinking about you, fantasizing about you. So if you hit her up, I think you're going to get a very nice response. Okay? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, here we go. Real quick, your healing angel card reading is Divine Mystery is the subject. This is deep as crap. You, along with the sun, earth, moon, and stars, are part of one creation, a divine mystery unfolding each moment. Be present and feel the power of now.
Oh, boy.
Be in that moment and witness the wonder of it all. So,
That's an awesome card.
It is, but you don't know if you tie it to your whole spiritual life, you tie it to this, or you got something else going on in your life. That's for you to figure out.
Yeah, truly.
What that means to you.
But we're here to help you out.
Yes, sir. Well, it's good to hear from you again.
All right.
Well, you know where to find us. We're not going anywhere.
Okay. It's good to get
some.
Yeah, hey, there was no negative news in those cards.
No,
you got to like that.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. No, their paths were meant to cross.
Awesome. Well, you take care, sir.
All right, darling.
All right.
Bye.
All right, we are going to...
I think we kind of blew his mind a little bit. 20 years.
Well, that is a big deal.
It is.
You mentioned something that was like, I don't even know how many months ago that was. That
it was some months
thing.
Ago.
It was a few months ago. And then...
I remember saying
it's
going to happen out of the blue.
I kind of remember that, actually. My memory sucks, and I'm surprised. I kind of remember that thing with him about that subject. And then it happened. And he's like, whoa, shit. That's why he had to call you. All right. We're going to actually take our next caller, which is in the exact same area code.
Wow.
We're going to stay in 216 in Ohio. 216.
I said I know who
you're
this
the second
is.
Caller.
Hello there. Come to the show.
Hi.
It's Sharon.
Wow, that rarely happens. That rarely happens when you have two people.
Yes.
It is. And that's the first time for us for that area code.
So
wow.
Sharon.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, how we doing?
What's happening?
We're doing good. Keeping busy. Everything's fine.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
And what would you like to know?
My question to you is, what does this week have in store for my job? The one boss is on vacation after this week for a whole week. She's going to be gone. But what does this week have in store? She goes back and forth. She still does. She's never going to change.
No.
Some people can't. Well, first of all, I guess everybody can if they want to. Some people just don't or are never going to because they don't want to.
So she'll be...
I know.
In other words, the cat will be away and the mice can play or what?
No, I think... No, she's just going to be gone for a week. That's all. We don't play, we work. No, I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But what does this week have in store?
All right. Checking for you.
Sometimes
that's
only a week. Sometimes when a boss goes and they put another person in charge, it could be good or bad. Sometimes it'd be like, wow,
I
wish I could
always so much
charge.
Better on speaker
better?
When you yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
What did she just say?
But she can hear us so much better.
Better than
on
what?
Speaker.
You got us on speakerphone? Okay.
Yeah,
and
I just can't. It's so much clearer to hear you.
That's cool, and you must have a pretty good setup there because your speakerphone hasn't changed the quality of your call at all. So that's cool. All right, cards
yeah,
are down.
Good.
I'll
just put it on one. To hear you, it sounds so much better.
Oh, that's great.
So you got to do what you got to do.
It seems like status quo, that nothing is going to be bad and just more of the same.
So nothing eventful coming
yeah.
up in the next week, work week?
Mm-mm. No, it looks very good, which I would take that, as a positive thing. So just...
Were you expecting something?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Did you have
No. You know, we have a new boss. The man, we've had him for a couple months, but the days I go in the office, he's been going in. I mean, we just happen to go on the same day a couple times. I just wondered what he thought of me. I didn't know if you picked him up in the spread.
The boss?
Yeah.
The visiting boss?
No. No, she's a newer boss. She's a newer boss.
Oh.
Been there for, and sometimes they just happen to show up at the same time in the office.
It's a he.
Yeah, he. Did I say it? I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah,
I definitely feel there are actually two men here that are undersure to come through, and they both look at you very, most favorably. Let's put it that way. So I really think it's very good. Yes, very good.
I actually know the other guy you're talking about. I really do. I know. I didn't think there's a problem there at all. No.
No, they look at you with... high esteem, really. Yeah.
Okay.
Always a good thing.
Always a good
always.
Thing. And the woman that you speak of, she's going to be out on vacation, did you say?
The following week. Not this week, the following week. You didn't pick up anything on her today, huh?
Oh,
no.
Just make sure that you dot every I and cross every T, so to speak, because she's going to eyeball everything.
Okay.
All right. She's got, what would I call this? Kind of a God complex about her.
So she's not on Team Sharon.
No. There's another woman here. Now, this might be one you've told me about before, that you have some trouble motivating to get the work done or to do what she should
sometimes
do.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
She's here, and I do feel she will present some frustration during this coming week.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
She gets frustrated every once in a while. Yeah, she does. She's nice, though.
Well, it sounds like she's going to be frustrating you. So.
But she looks to you as a friend. So that's always a good thing, you know, that she does. I'm just saying that I think that she does want to do the right thing in your eyes, where before she seemed kind of like a spoiled child in some ways.
I know it's like. I know it's
like.
You're funny.
Okay. Thank you, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, stand by for your healing card.
Yeah.
Healing angel
Thank
card,
you.
Not healing
okay.
card.
Oh, you're
sure,
so
no
welcome,
problem.
You're always.
Archangel Gabriel is the topic. You soon will receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
Thank
Bye.
You. That was a good
That
Thank
is a good
you.
One, yes. Yes.
Thank you, and blessings to you in the coming week.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck to you, Sharon.
Have a nice evening, both of you. I really mean it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And we appreciate you calling.
I see we got company coming.
We do indeed.
We could wait.
We are going to go to area code 229, which
is
in Georgia, I believe. 229, welcome. You are the next caller.
Well, hello.
Hey.
Whoa. Oh,
hey,
hello there.
It's Melvin.
Yes. Hi, Melvin. How are you?
Welcome.
All right. All right. Thank you all so much for taking my call, because I have a ton of mess on my mind. My brother, I was telling you about, he admitted in the hospital, but now he's in a nursing home.
I see.
And, yeah. And but now he won't do any physical therapy. He's refusing it to do it. He's talking crazy. So I need some insight.
Okay.
And anything more?
Anything else going on? You want a secondary look at something while the cards are down?
Yeah. Also, I'm still freaked out about this young lady at dialysis. Do you see us getting together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Next.
Yep.
Let me take a look for you.
Yeah, two questions.
Let's see.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I feel bad for the brother situation, you know, because...
Yeah, he won't do anything. I mean, he just wants
you to... And nobody on this planet can make them. That's what sucks.
Well, also,
we
got to remember that there are times when some people just want it to end. They're done. They're over.
So maybe not even the end. They're just tired of fighting all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't want to do anything. I just
want
to chill.
Maybe just
want
to lay there.
I just want
to
relax.
Yeah.
I don't want to do all this hard work. And, you know, even though that's for the greater good of themselves and for the family.
He won't come home. He won't be able to come home, they said, if he can't walk. You already told him, you don't get up out of this bed and start trying to walk, you won't be able to go home. The only way he can come home is he got to have a round-the-clock caregiver.
I really think he needs some mental health work.
You
know what? I swear to God, my family, my sister and them, they won't listen to me. I told them that. I said he needs he needs a mental health doctor to come evaluate him and give him something to motivate him and relax him. But they don't listen to me. They told me that, you know, like, Melvin, when you go in there and talk to him, talk real nice and stuff. I said, what the hell you mean? I mean, excuse me, but I'm kind of angry.
That's
I said, what
right.
you mean?
Tell us.
So I'm always talking nice. I have worked in the mental health field for over 12 years, and I know the triggers of someone going through crisis.
Right. Yeah.
I went to school for that mess, man. But they looking at me like, he's going to come in and try to make you mad and get you upset. No, I'm not. I'm going to tell him the truth. If you don't get your ass up, you're going to stay right there. You might not never come home.
I'm curious, how is the insurance part of this being?
I keep wondering about it, too.
How is this getting paid for? Does he have private insurance? Or I mean, how is this?
He have a good bit of life insurance out. My niece is on it.
Okay, so because a lot of times, a lot of insurance companies, if the people start not wanting to play ball game with the physical therapy, they'll say, well, then you got to go home because we're not going to keep you here because you don't want to try to, you know, like they do that with stroke people. My mom.
They're not going to send them home.
I think that the niece has some sinister agenda going on where she's kind of wanting to give him just that little bit of a push into pushing daisies.
International shout out to Suzanne from the land of the salts.
And that's her motivation. So the longer he lays there, you know what the thing is, though? If he's given up, what can you do?
Yeah, but she said mental health can actually come in, and that could actually happen.
I just want to be, I know y'all, I mean, I love y'all, but I just want to know, how long do you have on this?
Did you see that at all, or is that not in the cards yet?
I feel that his mental state is very dark. Now, if they give him a lot of medications, remember, there can be like a rebound effect with all of that where they can suffer side effects, you know. And if he's on
a lot of medications, but, and he speaks out, and see, they maybe be giving him something to just keep his mouth closed where he can go to sleep.
Yeah,
and I don't know. But
yeah,
he don't have the – I told him. I went to see him before they shipped him off, and I told him, I said, look, it's all up to you. You can walk. You got to say, I am healed, and you got to do it. I said, it's going to hurt, but you got to let him do it. If don't, you're going to be here.
Yeah.
Well,
be honest with you guys. Be honest with you.
Yeah.
God, I don't believe he's coming back home ever. I really don't.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a real.
You're right. If he's not going to do the work, he's not going to come home, and his life on this planet may not be as long as it should be if he just did the work.
He's grieving. Yeah. There's a lot of grief in him. And he's
wanting
the will to live. So I don't know. Maybe he could get a mental health assessment.
Well, he knows that they need one, but.
But the niece won't.
Yeah.
I would drag her out.
Yeah, sister, no, they won't listen to me. They won't listen to me. They tell me how to go in there and talk to him. I said, you can't tell me how to talk to my own brother. I'm not finna go in there and upset him.
I know how to do reverse
psychology.
He needs to have a guardian through the court overseeing this, because if she isn't doing the right thing and the rest of them aren't, that can be considered elder abuse.
Yeah, get a hold of the state or whoever the laws work on there.
This is the part that really made me mad. Excuse me, but my sister's husband went to see him at the hospital, went in the room, sat down by his bed, and said, hey, you ain't dead yet?
Were you there?
No, if I was there, I'd have whooped his ass all the way down the hallway.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
I probably been in jail by then.
Who told you that?
He did, my brother.
Your brother did?
Oh, yeah, and my brother said, don't do nothing to him, don't do nothing to him. I said, did he really tell you that? He said, yes.
He said, you ain't pulled the chair up
to his bed and said, you ain't dead yet?
You know, you should have told your brother, freaking, you need to do that physical therapy so you can get out of that place and go whoop his ass yourself.
Yeah. I told my brother, I said, you know what? One day you're going to be standing over his ass, but don't ask him the same question.
True enough.
Don't ask him that. Because, my brother-in-law, he's a drug dealer, and he's crazy, man. He's trying to play, like, holy in church, and then he'll go out and sell dope after that. So time's going to catch up with his ass.
One of those hypocrites. Yeah, praise the Lord, but I'm going to go off. Bad news. All right, well, part two, Melvin, regarding
the young lady.
The female.
You've got to take it slow with her. And let's say, dump all of this on her about your family and stuff, it's going to really, cause her to pull back.
Yeah.
Because it's at that
point. If I do what then?
Talk to her.
If you open up about this really heavy stuff too quickly.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again. I didn't get that part. I'm sorry.
Okay, this young female, if you start interacting more with her, don't all of a sudden throw all this stuff about what's going on with your brother and your family on her. That might be a little Okay, that's all. That's all Deb was saying. You might be a little overwhelmed. Yeah. That would be something down the road if you get to that point.
But does she even like me if she's interested?
I think so. She cares for you. But she's keeping her feelings, from I don't know how to explain it. She's very introverted in ways where, first of all, you're a patient. You know, second of all, she's handling your, dialysis.
Yeah, medical records.
I mean, stuff there.
There's a little bit of personal information that she has privy to. Not much, but a little bit, yeah.
But if his brother isn't walking, we have somebody in our Facebook watchers who says, and he's got experience in medical field, he says that your brother should be seen by a doctor about not walking and also get a psyche evaluation. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. He did right. Whoever that said that, they are right. Because I told my brother, I said, you need to see a vein doctor, a leg doctor. They need to do a leg scan because he had a catheter put in his leg years ago. I said, that could be acting up and causing your knees to swell up.
Sure.
And I said, did they scan your legs? And he said, no, they scanned his back, MRI. But I said, no, they need to scan your legs, man. Nobody listening to me. My sisters, they think they know every doggone thing in the world and try to handle me, but I had to help my own self. Nobody didn't come to visit me, but I was laying on my back by the die in the hospital for 13 days. It was just me and Jesus, and that's all I needed. But nobody didn't come visit me. My children didn't come visit me. I had to answer the questions. I had to make the decisions. I had to do the procedures, and I walked my butt out of the hospital.
Well, have you considered asking?
I got a crazy ass family.
Would you consider asking your brother if he wants you to take over his care as his, caregiver, provider, whatever they're called?
Yeah, I thought about that, but see, my brother, he's not very well educated, and then he go with the flow with women. So, like, with my niece Rhonda and my sister Shirley, they're over everything. Now, they, like, just like my other brother that passed away, it's the same stuff. I mean, like, I'm going to Devil Jewel. I mean, like, it's happening again because they kept giving him food when he can't eat, like, with salt and shit in it, and he can't eat that mess, and then my brother died.
Yeah.
And, you know, he died, and I told him, why y'all feeding him this poison? You know, and he passed away. But and that was in 2020. Now I'm seeing my other brother laying here, my oldest. He's my oldest brother. And he'll be 75 in July 5th. But my
not
thing
that
is
very
that...
Old. No. Yeah, I mean, it's relative. It's not that old nowadays. Mm-hmm. Right. He should be up on his feet. So they need to fix that. Real quick.
There you go. For you, Melvin.
Real quick, your healing angel card reading subject is forgiveness. Let the past go, clear your heart and mind through forgiveness. And thank you so much, Melvin. You know where to find us. We should be here again and again and again.
Hey, I'm still waiting on you guys to call me. I sent you an email.
I think you got an email or a message back. You should check it. But anyway, we got to rock, buddy. Take care.
Take care.
To you. Godspeed to you. Alrighty then. 520 Olisa.
Hey, you guys.
What's up, dog?
Hello there.
Well, I think I think I'm recovering from my night of, oh man, I was up every hour washing my nose out and my mouth out. I was in such pain. The allergies. I think it's just allergies. And I took them out.
You're sounding rough.
Am I?
Oh, yeah. You sound very sick.
No. My neighbor says, we just went to the park to fly kites. She says, I sound better. I took a Motrin. You know, my nurse practitioner's office opens. She opens in the morning. If I still feel weird, I'll go in when she opens and have myself tested. But I don't think it's anything beyond allergies.
No, you're right. You're probably not dying, but it's
well,
just
you know, for allergies, they have a whole department full of over-the-counter medications.
A little more than allergies.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Is she running a fever? Do you have a fever, Lisa?
No. Oh, no. But I was up all night, you know, just administering water with the eyeballs and sucking water into my nose and my mouth. I was in a lot of pain, the nasal passage. And I think it's just the allergies. And my neighbor and I talk about it. He said, he and I haven't been exposed to this kind of, it's a tree out here outside my window. And the pollen, you know, I already told you the story. I repaired the cooler. So then I had the window open.
Yeah,
and then I went
right.
let the window stay open because of the fresh air, but then that's when this hit. And I, all my life, I've never experienced this. This is really bizarre. So, anywho, live and learn. Live and
you're
learn.
Out. All right. Rock on. What do you got?
So
what
wanted,
do you want?
Okay. Well, so we were, he and I were having a conversation, and then we went to the park with the kid to fly kite, and then we came back, and we're having another conversation, and at the end of the conversation, he said, well, wake me up when you leave. He said, we'll have breakfast and coffee out in the tent because I have to drive the kid back. And so then I said, well, we really love you a lot. And so he did not say, I love you too. But, Deb, can you see what the cards say?
Well, let's remember now.
But he sounded really sweet.
Some time ago, you told him, don't say I love you to me anymore. No,
well, no, but I'm kind of breaking the rules because I was telling him, you know, to watch you guys out at the park and the way you guys play, and I said, really, really, it's incredible, and I love it. And I, I don't know. You know, he sounded very sweet when I said it, you know, I love you, and I say we love you, and we do. I don't encourage him. I don't talk to the kid and say, don't we love, no, I don't coach him or anything. We just spend time together. But did the card say anything good?
Oh, I'm looking. Right now, I'm looking for you.
International shout-out to Laura from London. The British invasion is complete. Well, it's not complete. It could still be adding.
And she is saying menopause. Have you been through menopause yet, Lisa?
That is not something that's tied into this. It's not. This is totally something.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't get menopause. He's a suffering the same situation. So, you know, I just wanted to let you know that she was suggesting because of the, what'd you say here, dry eyes, dry nasal passages, mouth ulcers.
Yeah, I don't think
yeah.
Oh, no. I don't have dry eyes. It was gummy, sticky from the allergies, gummy, sticky. I mean, horribly sticky eyes.
She's a mucus machine.
Boy.
Yeah, and I was just getting up every hour and washing my eyeballs and my nose out and my mouth out. And I'm feeling really better today.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound, just it sounds worse than allergies, but every human's different. You know, that it sounds like you're sick, but hey.
But you know what? I'll go.
Better than others, they do.
Yeah. If I still feel bad, I'll go into the nurse's office tomorrow and have her check me.
Sure. That's right.
Oh, Catherine, that kind of goes on forever. Trust me on this. She was saying that she started menopause at 42, and 17 years later, she's still hot flashing, night sweats, etc. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
You know, the weird part about for me, I know the different women in my family experience it differently, but I think at the age of 23, I was sitting in a ballpark stadium with some people, and I remember just feeling all of a sudden, and it was summer, and I remember feeling all of a sudden, and I wasn't sick, sudden intense cold, and then heat, and that happened a couple of nights, I just remember that so vividly. And then I never had menopause. I just never tripped down that Mariel Yellow Brick Road lane. And my women, the other women in my family, they experience it differently.
So you still have periods?
No, God, no.
Well, then
what she's saying is she's never had all those horrible things that all the rest of you.
No, but you did go through menopause.
But she didn't get all the symptoms that
menopause.
She didn't go through the symptoms that make all the guys that want to run and leave Earth. Is what she was saying.
And they say you were polar on the other side of it when you've gone one whole year without any periods. And me, lucky girl, I was kept to month 11. And what do you think would happen? So I'd have to start off. No.
She could have, though. You're right.
I had a...
But she didn't.
I had an IUD that had died.
But she could have.
In me.
Oh,
it was,
no.
In other words.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Oh, my God. It's an IUD. It's not a puppy.
No, but it's very shocking. When you go in, they tell you it's going to last 10 years. And you go in and they tell you it's an, they do an internal ultrasound. And the lady said, oh, boy, this thing died two years ago. And you've still got an active follicle.
Well, you know.
And I was like, oh, goody, I've got an active follicle.
There's the deal. You know, those weird little insert this and insert that and these weird, those
yeah.
kinds of birth control, those percentages are a lot lower.
Yeah.
Than the old school ones. But anyway, back to
okay,
Deborah.
Okay, to you. I point blank put it out there. Without your permission, but I do this a lot with my
uh-oh.
Long-term clients.
What a mistake.
I cut to the chase. And I wanted to know, damn it, neighbor, do you want Lisa to be your wife? Okay.
Well, I'm going to get...
So,
I got to go get a barf bag. I'll be right back.
I was
go
just
going
to say, tune in tomorrow and I'll tell you the answer.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be great.
No, that would not.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Would
but...
you? Rachel, nothing to it. Those eternal things.
You're still keeping her hanging.
If you,
you realize
yeah.
you're keeping
I'm trying
Lisa
to
hanging.
Multitask here.
We'll do a multitask.
All right, Lisa, yes. He is seriously contemplating this in secret.
What?
Being around that little boy has been so voracious for him as being a family.
What did that mean, contemplating it in secret?
He doesn't want to
say that wrong?
He doesn't want to talk about it.
We're just contemplating. I contemplate lots of things. I don't tell everybody.
Considering that little boy has been like a catalyst for him in this relationship with you, Lisa. It's made him like a family. It's not like he's going to look to you to bear him some children, you know.
Well, that ship is sailed.
Well, yeah, but they could always adopt. They could, you know. Buy an egg.
Well, then she would not be bearing any children. But anyway.
She would not be bearing? Oh.
You said bearing. Bear me. Not bearing. Not getting on a goddamn shovel.
Oh.
Bearing,
yeah.
Giving birth to, spewing forth.
So he is really thinking about that, which surprised me too. And he wants to continue to think about it without any... You know, pressure from, say, you. Now, remember, you can look at all kinds of people that are either celebrities or they're, you know, they're literary giants. Or you. I mean, I could come up with a list. Give me time. I'll research it. Who have been one way sexually oriented, and then because of love, they have changed to another direction. And I am a firm believer that's what this man is doing. However, whatever is holding him back, you're going to have to find out. He's going to have to spill his guts to you.
Well, you know, there's some health stuff involved. And...
Okay. Yes. He, if there's, I think he's been terrified to tell you whatever it is. Will cause you not to love him anymore.
Oh, if I'd love him. I don't care what it is. I mean, what could it... I mean, it can't be anything bad.
What if it's AIDS?
He could be putting babies through meat grinders.
Hey, you know what? You know what? You know what? I just got that television, like I was telling you, and I've been out of the loop for many years, and so I have to watch these stupid frickin' commercials. And guess what those commercials, I told my grandson, I said, I can't believe how they put these commercials on TV that, you know, we have this cable or live streaming or whatever you call it, and they have these commercials, and a certain time at night they come on, they hit you with that, AIDS, pills for AIDS, and so it's all over the planet. I mean, I don't have AIDS. I know I don't have AIDS. I would never have AIDS.
What do they call
it? But if he has AIDS, what's the big deal? I mean, there's medication, there are precautions.
Yeah, he could have tested positive, but they've got medication now that keeps it like at.
It's there's a lot of shit out there now.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
More than there was back 30 years ago.
Or what if it's herpes? And he'd have to give
herpes?
Why's
it got to be catastrophic? That
you know,
that
I don't have any of those. I don't have any of those diseases that you're naming, but I mean, I've had catastrophic. One girlfriend I told you guys about this. She never had anything. She was clean as a whistle, and she had her master's in education. She went with this guy one night. She was crazy about him. She said, "What's this blister?" And he said, "Oh, it ain't nothing. It just got caught in the zipper." And then she came down with herpes for the rest of her life. But I through her, I heard that. You know, there's support group. I don't think herpes, is herpes that bad? I mean, you have medications and stuff.
What do you mean, are herpes that bad? What the hell are you talking about?
It's not that bad.
I mean,
bad.
You can't get it from drinking, from sharing, I mean, like touching a doorknob or anything. I mean, is it, how bad is it?
Well, if there are eruptions.
There's different.
And you should not be having any contact. When, this is what my boss told me.
A lot of different strains of
it.
There's different strains of it.
She says she takes medication, though, that keeps it at bay, where she cannot give it to somebody else.
What the hell would you want to get it?
You wouldn't, but some people say.
No, you wouldn't want to get it.
Yeah, but if Project X has it, I'm not going to get it from Project X just so I can be with Project X.
Hell
no.
Oh,
you got herpes? Let's have herpes together!
Well,
the half the family.
No,
that's
crazy. That's
together,
nuts. No.
The thing is,
they
may not even know. I could be dormant with it right now. I haven't even watched any of these what do they call them? Medical show. It can lay dormant.
For how long?
I don't know. For years.
I don't think it's. Years, is it for herpes?
And it's also like ADHD. They're saying that people that are older.
Everybody's got it.
Yeah.
Every single kid that's a little asshole that they take to a doctor, oh, he's got ADD. We must put him on drugs. How about little Bobby's a little jackwad and needs to get spanked instead of putting him on ADD drugs? How about that?
The HPV virus can lay dormant for years. HPV.
Isn't that the one that leads to the AIDS thing?
No, that's the like genital warts, isn't it?
I think we should probably back out of here because we could talk about freaking herpes and all this shit.
Yeah,
from, like,
see, I don't know. I don't know. All I know that there is a testing site. Or maybe many testing sites that a person can go to, and that would be my thing. If I were to get sexually involved with someone, I would say, let's go get ourselves tested and exchange the results of the test. That's what one of my girlfriends did when she was dating this dude, and they were both, they gave that to each other as a present. They each went and got tested and shared the test results with each other. I mean, how nice is that?
Blocked out.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody's got to make their own decision.
But,
you know,
first of
all, you're going to, Jim, how many women did you ever ask, hey, if you got anything like herpes, you know, chlamydia, what is the other?
Well, no, first of all, what was the purpose of that question?
What question?
Why did you ask that?
As you're going to their house to bang them.
But why did you ask that? Why did I ask?
You seem very much against anybody. You have to count on their honesty to tell you.
I'm not against. I'm against that if somebody has that, you should embrace opening your genitals to them and say, oh, well, it's no big deal. There's drugs out there for it. That's what I'm saying. If you know what? If you've got some kind of genital herpy stuff, we're not bumping uglies. That's all I'm freaking saying.
How are you going to tell?
If they know about it, for God's sake.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it with someone that, no, I would have to, you know what,
there's a possibility.
For you and him.
She didn't even see it in the card. She just threw a possibility of that could be a reason why there's a concern or something, right?
Well, I've queried the cards in the past.
Okay.
Why is he hesitant to be intimate with
right,
people?
And?
And it always comes up that there's this thing. There's a thing, something that holds him back.
But it wasn't 100% herpes. You just said that couldn't.
No,
that was an
right.
example, right?
Exactly.
And
I
as soon as she threw the example out, we went on a 20-minute tangent that I thought was going to go right into the toilet.
And as far as AIDS, things have improved.
No, we're not using
since
that card.
Freddie Mercury.
You know, I don't even know. I don't know about AIDS. I know nothing about AIDS except, you know, gossip on the street. And we don't even engage in that kind of talk for, you know, much of anything. All I know is I got this television and there are a lot of AIDS ads on TV past a certain night as far as tablets and medications. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Oh, this must be a really big thing.
Women that have been, or anybody born female cannot take that medicine.
Are you from an Amish family?
Am I?
Why is this the first time you've plugged in a goddamn TV after all these years?
Oh, you know what?
Are you Amish?
I was military.
Are you really farmers?
I was military brat. And we spent a lot of time overseas and I hung out in libraries. I don't like TV the way a lot of people like it. I don't follow. There are programs that are my guilty pleasure, like the Bravo Housewives, but I got rid of that TV a long time ago. And for one thing, I wanted to cut the budget down. It costs money to have cable, and I just didn't want to pay for that. And the other part of it, I just didn't want it. And then, I don't know, people were talking to me, my neighbor and whatever. So I thought, okay, well, you know, I can get it. It'll be like a family thing. And it is. We watch, my grandson and I watch YouTube. We watch Wizard of Oz. He's never seen Wizard of Oz. We're going to watch Harry Potter. He's never seen that. We'll watch that together. We watch stuff on the computer, but having a little TV is enjoyable. But I'm not a TV person. I've never really been a TV person.
If you're watching stuff on the computer, it's almost the same thing, except you're typically skipping commercials, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can go onto the TV, there's so many channels. You can find channels that you never, ever watch, mainstream crap. You can find obscure channels. I mean, but the only thing is, like you said, you're seeing the commercials that you're not used to. Because when you go on the computer, typically you find the right feed, you never see a commercial.
Yeah. And my other siblings, they all do it differently. One sibling I have, he and I have that in common now. We don't, you know, we can take it or leave it, the TV. But I mean, I can be stuck in front of the TV. I have to watch every second of, you know, some kind of program. I mean, I'm like that for sure. But no, I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm computer.
You sign up for one of those little services, like they have Apple TV and Hulu and whatever. You won't get any of that.
Some of them you still do. It depends.
Do?
Some of them it still depends. But yeah. But anyway, you know, I am a sports fanatic. TV is my best bet to watch sports because I cannot. I am not a billionaire, so I can go to travel to all watch all these sports live. So. TV is my thing for watching sports.
Yeah.
I like my sports.
Yeah.
Some are defending it, but I don't think you have to. Because that is
You know what I like?
I don't like you.
Yeah.
You know what? You may not like TV, but you also don't like sports.
I like
sports,
TV. I love TV.
You got to do it if you want sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I can pull up my computer, but you know, fuck that.
Yeah.
My neighbor has drugs. I like Prime, Amazon Prime, all those that stuff on there that they have. I
thought you said crime too, but
and Jim was gonna jump right in the sack with you because he is a crime nut and a ghost nut.
Actually, when she said I like crime, I thought, oh my God, she's a criminal. I wasn't even thinking about that. No. You're right. Amazon Prime actually has a lot of good content. A lot of good content.
And I love British shows, especially if Ricky Gervais is on.
Well, some of them.
I adore that man.
Some of them are stupid as shit.
Send them to me.
You guys, you know what? You're just like you're not God's country. You're just as bad as we are. They have crappy shows like we do, too.
He's a terrible dresser. he could look better with his grooming. Everything about him is kind of yuck. And I adore him. I'll dress and undress him.
So let's see. He's the horrible swamp-looking monster, a sloth-looking guy, but he's adorable.
Oh,
how does that fucking work?
I think it's one. He loves one, he loves animals, and he defends them.
A lot of people love animals. Jeffrey Dahmer might have liked animals, too.
Second, he doesn't take our American bullshit. Like when he was asked to MC, what show was that? The Academy Awards?
It was the Academy Awards.
He said, I don't give a rat fuck about Brad Pitt or you.
He didn't say we. He didn't say I. He goes, nobody.
No.
He was speaking for all of us. Nobody cares
about
what you feel about politics. Nobody wants to hear about that. You're not an expert. He was speaking for all of us because we don't. The audience doesn't want to hear people go up on these award ceremonies to start campaigning for a president or bash another president.
Yeah, and I'm just crazy about him.
You're crazy.
I don't know
about
why.
Who else?
What?
She's crazy about the most oddest son. She was. You ever watch Friends? Anybody? She said she wanted to bang George Costanza, the bald-headed guy with the glasses.
He is not on Friends.
I thought George.
Right here.
I thought he was on Seinfeld.
They all came out at the same time.
You know, they all. I think they all have their qualities, and I think
you
stuck.
Tell what that means.
He's a little too short for me.
You said George. I'd date him.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I ever said.
Oh yeah, well, I like his personality. You said I'd date him. You did say that.
He has a cute little koala bear personality. Kind of anxious. He has an anxiety disorder, don't you think?
No, Costanza. From Seinfeld. You said I would date him, you said.
I can't believe he thinks I said that. And Rachel's into keep her subtle.
Are we gonna, now, is this our next tangent that we're going to go on for 30 minutes about all the guys that chicks want? Should we do this now? We're just going to shut the show down. All you bitches out there, talk about all the guys that you got a female wish for. Let's hear it. Let's do that.
Oh, gosh.
Let's do it.
Just remember, when you guys were cleaning carburetors and taking engines apart, all that stuff, what were we doing? We were reading Love Magazine.
At what age?
We were like 15.
Oh, yeah. No, I read that stuff. My mother had all that stuff.
Some of you chicks were getting banged at 15
and
16.
Peter Dinklage, oh, yes. He may be a...
See, now, come on.
He said, I drink and I know things.
Yeah, that was his Game of Thrones character, not the real human.
He's married to a life-size woman.
Because he has a life-size bank account, Deb.
No, maybe a life-size, you know... Whatever you want to call it.
It ain't going to be bigger than his body, and he ain't a big boy. You've seen him walk around. He's okay bending his leg.
Jeffrey Dahmer was evil to animals, Virgil. He was evil to them.
I just threw it out there. He was probably evil. Typically, your typical serial killer starts out young with animals.
Yeah.
I just threw it the fuck out there.
Okay.
All right. Let's not go to Wikipedia and try to shoot down everything I'm
saying.
It was just a goddamn example, for Christ's sake. Good God.
Now, you know what? If you don't like regular TV stuff, go to the BBC stuff. They're good. There's a lot of good. There's also something I ran into online called, it's a whole bunch of British TV shows on one website.
Why is it always Britain?
I don't know. Do they make movies, you know?
No, they only make movies in the United States and Britain. No other country makes
any
movies whatsoever.
I've never seen any Russian movies. Do you?
I've seen plenty of Asian movies. In India, the country of India makes an ass ton of movies. They got Bollywood out there.
Bollywood.
You know, there's a ton of Lord of the Rings film there.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff to watch, even on the phone, you know, as the person is walking around. You know who I'm a sucker for? A lot of nostalgia, like on YouTube, on my phone, when I'm
going around in the morning making coffee or whatever, is Carol Burnett shows. They have these snippet of Carol, but that is hilarious stuff.
Well, that was some
I can't
of the
believe
fun
she died.
Really, you're right.
And it was on regular TV back in the day.
Yeah.
That was some of the.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
I
look
never
at them.
Watched it.
They had like a Hall of Fame stars on there, basically.
On where?
The Carol
oh
Burnett
God.
Show.
Yeah.
Harvey Korman, Carol. But I mean, they had Tim Conway. I mean, they were like, yeah, those you're great. And that was on regular TV. You can't even imagine that back then. How funny that
says,
was.
Name an Indian movie, Tim. You mean from India? Or the American Indian.
Exactly. What was that? What was that Slum Something Millionaire fucking movie that came out back in the day that won the Chitam Awards?
That was not.
Yeah, that's
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, that's one. Don't start quizzing me on fucking movies from other countries. I don't give a flying. I don't go out and say, "Well, I must see what the Brits are playing. I must see what the French are playing."
They just work though.
Some of it they do, some of it you can't. You ever watch Benny Hill?
He was good.
It was good, but 50% of the stuff you can understand what the son of a bitch was saying.
Oh, no,
so now you're
making
fun
of the
Cockney accent. Is so fun. When they say it really fast, like really fast, you're like, I heard three words. I heard tits, pussy, and beer. But I didn't hear any of the other 15 words that guy said.
There's some kind of scandal that's going on in Britain, and I think it's dying down, but it was Philip somebody who I just happened to trip over this on YouTube and started watching their shows. I think it's called Good Morning Britain, and he and Holly were hosting it, and they were such a glamorous couple, I thought. She was so pretty, and he's kind of a glitzy-looking guy. But I can't understand what the scandal is. I don't know if it's because he was married, and then he also had a gay lover, and then he had sex with a gay lover who was working as an intern. I'm not sure why everybody is so shocked in that country about all of this. I'm not sure what the heck is going on. And I thought, well, they're just as bad as the U.S. is as far as following scandals and driving people.
Yes, indeed. It's always the pot calling the kettle black when that comes to that kind of shit.
Yeah, and so, you know, in this country, though, people lose their jobs and their livelihood if they're not if they're not politically correct. If they say, like, you know, Paula Deen lost everything and over the politically correct stuff. But there's a lot of stuff to watch.
Yeah, there is. And Paula Deen got what she deserved. She was very racist.
Yeah, there's a ton of that crap going on.
Yeah, there
is. Well, you know, then guess who was interviewing her and driving her a stake in her heart was Matt Lauer, who ended up being crucified, and rightly he should, because he was terrorizing all those women that were working in
the... He was pulling his penis out when one would come in his office. He was showing off his penis.
Yeah. So he crucified Paula Deen, but then a little while later we find out that he's doing the crap. And even when he was crucifying Paula Deen, I thought there's something not right about Matt Liar or whatever. His name should be Liar.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff to watch on TV.
There is. I mean, you know, everybody makes fun of this country. But look at some of the motherfuckers that were born in England.
Like,
some of the guys, Boy George, George Michael.
They made money.
I think Gary Glitter wasn't he?
I don't know who that is.
Isn't Gary Glitter the guy that kept getting nailed for pedophilia and went to Vietnam and still got his ass nailed?
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Da, 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 da. Hey! Yeah. So don't knock this country so much there. And we got to go. All right, yeah. Lisa, we appreciate you.
Don't bring it up. Remember, he is contemplating this stuff about being a family.
Thank you, Jesus. But maybe I should back off saying I love you. I tell him that now. All of a sudden, I love you. We love you. I love you. My heart's so full when we And he, you know, he, I could tell he liked it. He didn't say I love you back, but he, and they were going to get up early tomorrow. He said we'll spend time out in the backyard together before you have to go, because I have to drive him. He wants me to cancel and keep him, you know, ask if you can have him another day. And I said, no. I, inside my head, I'm thinking I just want to get the drive over with.
Well, you know what? If you feel like saying I love you, I think that's a beautiful thing. And I feel that it's like giving sunlight and nourishment to somebody that needs it, you know? I really do.
Well,
it's
not misleading. I'm not saying I love ketchup, I love napkins, I love the bath rub. I love him. I love him.
Yeah.
And so is the water level in my toilet. But we got to go right now. Thank you very much. Because when you got to go,
okay.
You got to
go.
Luck.
We should, yeah, hey, please.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
News for the Soul, 1 hour earlier.
Okay, you guys, good luck. Take care.
And I promise we won't analyze his dicklessness or whatever.
Or what, just don't pick a random disease and don't go down a tangent and just burn it to death. What it was just when it was a what if tangent.
No, but I will tell you, Nicole.
It was a what if.
Nicole never minded when we talked about steaming vaginas. You know, going and getting them steamed.
Because that's relevant to this.
Well, no, but we were talking back in the time when this was trendy. Women were going to salons and they would squat on these pots with all kinds of like herbal crap in them. And
I wonder if that's how some of these viruses are starting.
Well, that's what they said. Some experts came forward and said, you can't trust the cleanliness of those places. You something that somebody else squatted on, you know.
Oh,
and
geez,
maybe we should leave, you know, that we should leave our private parts alone that way, because they know
exactly
how to handle their own. They know they have their own cleaning process.
Yeah.
So apparently the human vagina is self-cleaning.
It is.
In there. Okay, well, that's good to know.
And you have to keep that in mind. If you do too much, you're going to upset a delicate environment.
You do not need to go to a vaginal wash. You don't need to do that. You have to have one of those systems.
They say not to even put soap on it.
Don't soap it.
But come on. I think you got to use something. A little wash.
Your average bar soap is pretty mild.
Bar soap?
Regular bar soap is pretty mild.
I don't know. If you're
pretty
not
mild.
Not if you're using Borax.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, unless you're using lava or something. Yeah, let's go. You're right. You don't want to fumigate your privates. Oh, no, baby. Won't do that.
No, but I've heard of a lot of men use shampoo and conditioner on their pubes. And
really?
Yeah, so they're nice and soft.
Well, if you have a mane, depends. No, there's it's.
No, that fad's got to go away.
But it ain't going yet, but it's, you know, it is what it is. All right, so welcome back to our next show. We talk about genital trends.
Yay! Basically, your penis balance will be jacked. So you got to watch what you're doing.
Never jack your pH.
Yeah.
Don't jack with your pH.
Do not put perfume down there. Oh, my God. You.
Oh, my God.
Do not foo-foo your
legs
poo-poo.
Open.
Don't foo-foo your poo-poos. Don't do that.
And stay away from that baby powder. It's bad.
Yeah.
Why is it bad?
Why do you think Johnson & Johnson is having this great big multi...
It was bad. You think they're still pumping asbestos into the fucking talc powder now to this day. Hey, we're getting sued. Let's keep on putting talc... You know what the problem was? Here's the deal. All right. Talcum powder, asbestos, right? They're minerals, right?
Mm-hmm.
In their mind, right next to each other, apparently, the problem.
So they
put some asbestos in the talc. You think right now they would say, oh, we'll just keep doing that even. We're getting the shit sued out of it. Let's just keep pumping asbestos into people's privates.
It's still for sale out there,
babies.
So hopefully they changed it.
Well, obviously they did.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. They're screwed.
Well, they
you
are.
Know how it is when people lose trust, it takes years to get trust back.
What a lot of people don't understand is that the vagina is a pathway to the bloodstream.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
When
true.
Women are pregnant, we're not supposed to have anybody going down on them because you can send an air, you know, air up that track. You don't want to do that.
Yes.
They have, somebody said they have cream for that.
I don't even know. We said 15 different things, so you know some of these comments come out 30 seconds after we talk. So,
all right,
we shall release her. We shall release her.
Lisa, thank you for your contribution as our correspondent.
You have been released
from the Southwest. Take care.
She is in the Southwest part of the continent, of North America.
Call us tomorrow on News for the Soul. You bring joy.
Okay.
It's an hour earlier, but we probably won't be talking about steaming vaginas on that show. Just to let
no,
you know.
I don't think so. Not on that show.
She said they did once, but it was very...
Oh, it was cute.
It was touch and go, and they let it go quick.
Yeah, it was very cute. I hope they start steaming testicles.
Well, guys aren't stupid enough to go do that. All right? You understand the difference there?
You're smart enough to have beauty rip the wax off your...
I'm not.
Off your
Well, you guys are getting shit ripped off you, too, so
I'm not
talking about
that.
No. I'm saying you're generous. Not you personally. I'm not either.
All right, everybody.
Okay, when you got to go, you got
to
go.
You weren't even supposed to be here tonight, Suzanne, so this is a bonus show.
It's a bonus
show.
Goodbye. Say goodbye.
And it's a different number, blog talkers.